Wisdom, compassion, and perseverance for service and things are arising from the Buddhas, in the presence of the Buddhas and generally Bodhicitta. Compassion and perseverance for the service of human beings, I abide in the presence of Buddhas and I am going to generate Bodhicitta.
Blessing your offerings, your thousand offerings.
we bless all orphans here, as well as we bless all the lights at the root, all the orphans at the root, and we bless all the orphans, those all there from the center of Bomba and the meditation hall, all the against the orphans, as well as we bless house living in the United States, California, of course. All the flowers outside inside, all the lights outside inside, as well as water offerings, food offerings, all those. And the Washington, and the Procure, and the Tiffes, all the flowers outside inside, all the waters outside, all the water offerings in all the rooms, and many hands of water offerings, all the lights in the house of light offerings, so bless all the hands of them.
Thank you.
Some of the new reactions, vices that one's committed. Event can happen this way, it happened at other lifetimes. However, all these negative actions rise to that claim. From beginning of this little book, up to now, completely purified. negative karma, negative action, that means it can be purified. That one is it doesn't exist. It's not inherently existent. It doesn't exist from its own side. So therefore, one can purify any negative action, any imprints left on the mental continuum from the beginning to the end to purify. So I think it's created by the mind, and also it can be purified by the mind. It's created by your own mind, and also can be purified by your own mind. Can be non-existent by your own mind. Although the cause of the sufferings. So this way, also it means apply something. Suffering means you can be free from that. Suffering clone means you can be free from that. You can be crucified. That's what I said. That's the legal action. So, purified, then it's strong faith. This is how you create with your mind, make yourself pure. So now, any emptiness, there is no I, creator of the negative actions, the action that which obscures the mind, action which is result of sufferings, done with the impure mind, self-cherishing thought, ignorance, attachment. So there is no emptiness, there is no creator. There is no I who create. In English, there is no action, there is no all these negative actions. There is no action creating things. In English, there is no negative actions, but the imprint that which is created. While everything is empty, while everything are empty, existing many meaning by mind, while everything empty, then also mind label this and that. Did all the three I made is practiced by me, three I made is practiced by others. May the bodhicitta, may the exercise of the heart, bodhicitta, which the altruist mind perceiving by the middle of the chasing the sentient beings, seeking only happiness for others. May this bodhicitta be generated with one's heart, one's family members, in the household, everyone, every sentient being, and in particular, everyone in this world. Leaders of the world, especially, so that they can lead all the millions of people in this country in the correct path to peace and happiness. And especially in the hearts of the young and old people who has harmful thoughts to harm others, to the world. So bodhicitta to be taking place in the hearts of our delayed second. Oh,
these are all the products present which are made as part of the Chiranis for brothers. May I achieve materialist enlightenment and lead all sentient beings to the materialist enlightenment by myself alone.
There's a lot of space there.
There's a lot of space.
There's a lot of empty space there. Oh, what is light? If you want to see the text, there's so much empty space there. Okay. Also can come here. People can sit also here. There's a warm, with lights, it's much warmer here. Some can sit also here. You know, there's lights. There's a light here. People can sit here. Okay. So this idea of making the 1,000 offering to Maitreya Buddha, this is advice from Gyatso Tenshi Rinpoche, who recently passed away, who unfortunately that who great yogi, who has skies of qualities, not only scholar qualities, or not only scholar in words, the sutra and tantra, the extensive of Buddha Dharma, not only that, but who is a great yogi, who has attainment of the whole path to enlightenment. Whose experiences of the path, including the country path, not only the common path, the devotion, renunciation, bodhicitta, right view, not only that, but the uncommon, the tantric path, the path of the secret mantra, who has experienced like in the sky. So who was great scholar, was abbot in Tibet, where there are many thousand monks in Andor. And then down in India, Dharamsala lived on the mountain, lived ascetic life. then meditated on the path for many years. And my connection to him, so this is a little bit of a religious story. My connection to him, how my connection to Rinpoche happened was started with the loom, the wind disease. So there's a very profound meditation, very secret, extremely secret, very profound meditation called Manihatan. So this is very powerful when you have wind disease, that suppose some people, when you do intensive study, so you get this loom. Not everybody, but you see, many people, when you do very intensive study, you get this loom, or sometimes, one of the different reasons you get loom, sometimes due to attachment, you get loom, you know, the uncontrollable attachment, and attachment do not get what you want, then you get loom. And so there are different ways you get loom. wound disease. but if you say loom, if you change your liberal accent, loom, instead of saying loom, then it means all transmission in Tibetan. Loom is all transmission in the receiving lineage of teachings, the all transmission. Without the commentary, that's called loom. But if it's a loom, then that is a disease. Sinus sickness is mental problem. That's a mental problem. So I'm just explaining the two Tibetan language, you know, loom and loom. So, so a little bit different class. Anyway, so So we had one Kapan great teacher, Kisha Lama Kuncho, who escaped from Tibet, from Sera Manasri, Sera Chit Manasri, and who lived in the Himalaya mountains, the very high mountains, the near border of Tibet, Tsum, where he lived many years in near Milarepa's cave, lived like Milarepa. No food, you see, just lived on the, to the essence, taking the essence, the wind. He did taking the essence with wind, you see. So there are different techniques, you know, they taking the essence of the stone, the water, flower, things like that, so the wind. So lived, like Buddha lived 6 years austere life. You see, like that Buddha, like Geshe Lama Gunso lived 6 years in the cave, like Milarepa, with nothing. Did meditation, meditated on the path to enlightenment. And then, after people find out, after people, they come out and they saw him, you know, in the cave, people in the valley didn't know that and they didn't know that he's a meditator, so they got very frightened because his long hair grew and they meditating, you see, not with nothing. So some people came up, so then after a few days, I think 16 people or some, they came up to drag him, you see, to kick him out. So anyway, then so the first time those people came up to saw Geshe Lama Gunso, you know, in the cave, they were very scared, they were very frightened, they threw rocks on him at his cave, you see. Then he moved very high mountain, another Milarepa's cave, he stayed there. Then he came out from that. He did two years retreat under one tree without a house, without any walls around, without even tent. So just under the tree, he did meditation for 2 years. So like that. So totally sacrificed his life to attend path to enlightenment for sentient beings. So that. Anyway, so Geshe Lama Gunso, this great yogi, complete part of enlightenment. So he wanted when he came from mountains to Nepal, Kapan Monastery, so he mentioned many times that he needed this lung to heal the lung. So anyways, so that time at Dharamsala, I was staying the time when I was staying a long time at Dharamsala. So there was some from Nepal's government or official, some misunderstanding, there was some problem to the Kapan Monastery. There was one time, so anyway, so the director of the FMD, the additional office director of the one student from Washington called Jack Nye. So he got very stressed out. And so I asked him to look for any Lama who has the lineage of this meditation. So I sent him to get this Rinpoche. So then Rinpoche had this lineage. So he took the old transmission of this meditation technique, this very secret special one. So there was no translator, but Rinpoche just read this and it helped his lung got better. So even just by hearing without explanation. So anyway, so then I went there, I went to receive the lineage, the old transmission of this meditation. So then I passed to Geshe Lama Gunso and Abbot of Kapan Monastery, Lama Gunso, and that. So So that's the first, that's how the, how to start the connection to the Tabjiki Desenji Rinpoche. Then I'll ask some questions, Tangsa, you know, to notice that Rinpoche has incredible experiences in the Tangsa's path. And so I took, then I took more and more teachings. Then that's how I started, that's how I opened the channel or the to Western students, also then Singapore, Hong Kong, Taiwan, to all the students. So it opened, everyone was able to say, they received teachings from Rinpoche, received guidance from his experience, not just the words from the text, but from his own experience. Since so many times Kalachara, one of the most precious things, Kalachara initiation, so many other initiations, so turned Dharma will for all over the West, many parts of the, even Russia, Kalmar, Russia, a few times, and then Latvia, then many parts of the world, which has been all over, many times, and turned Dharma will very extensively, and as a practice, preserved very pure and spread very pure towards the beings, so like that. So unfortunately, when Rinpoche went to Israel during the war, Rinpoche was in Israel to give teachings. Then during the war, then some ritual aspect manifested out some sicknesses. The hospital, they proved it, cancer. Doctors, they proved cancer. Then Rinpoche cancelled all other programs. Then Rinpoche went straight to Dharamsala. So that, so recently, passed away, and Rinpoche was in meditation for a few days, and he also, I think recently, also Holy Body was connected as well, Dharamsala. So, so this advice, they're making thousands of committee, but that was Rinpoche's advice for success of the project, the building 500 feet Meteor statue of the, this and this world in India. So, so that's the idea, the advice originally came from Rinpoche. So then we started. So then we started from that time in Taiwan, other places, and especially here in India, Nepal. So we did. So here we did it many times. So last time there was Karmapa and Minahat Dalai Lamas. So did it many times here with the Pindar Rinpoche, and I think so many times we did organize here, did that did also with the High Lamas, but from different Tibetan Mahana, the Tibetan Mahana, the head of the Tibetan Mahana, for different traditions, you know, different Lamas embodied. So the besides making holy objects, statue of Buddha, statue of Buddha, and the stupa, which represents Buddha's holy mind, and scriptures, Swahipa, making these holy objects has limitless skies of like the atoms of this earth, like limitless skies of merit, unconscionable merit one collect. But why material Buddha statue built, you see? The particular benefit that is that even one met size of thumb, a statue or stupa or Buddha, you see, size of thumb statue or stupa or Buddha. So it is mentioned in the teachings of Buddha that how many atoms this, that size of thumb, you know, statue stupa has that many lifetimes, you will be reincarnated. You will be born as a king and a human in the human world and in deva realms. You will be born as king, and then with all, I guess one thing is there. You know, with being king with all the wealth and power, so that you can help so many people with your power and with your wealth, and especially with dharma. If you are a dharma king, you see, have a dharma, then you can benefit so many sentient beings, free them from many problems, sufferings, and bring happiness and bring an ultimate happiness. Then how many atoms, the size of stupa, size of tam, stupa or statue, how many atoms, that many calls to each perfect meditation, the samatha, kama abiding, formless jhelam, what causes the one, that is the perfect meditation, you see, samatha. So you create a how many atoms, size of time, statues, stupa has, you create that many calls to each perfect meditation, samatha. So anyway, without the meditation, without the realization, the perfect meditation, the samatha, that you cut completely the attachment, the scattering thought, even you're still focused on the object, but the singing thought. So you said that you cut completely these two obstacles. So then only then you have perfect meditation, otherwise not. So the singing thought has gross and subtle singing thought. Attachment to scattering thought has gross and subtle attachment to scattering thought. So you have to cut both. Gross and subtle both, in order for perfect meditation. So without this, then you can't achieve great insight. By maintaining emptiness unified with the samatha, come up by realization, to be able to derive a rapturous ecstasy of the bliss of the body and mind. You can't have this experience, great insight. Without this, you cannot have exalted path, Arya path, wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, that which directly ceases the cause of the sufferings, the cause of the death, cause of the old age, cause of the sicknesses, cause of the rebirth, so that we have to experience all this over and over again. What causes all this to happen? Why we have to become old? Is why we have to seek. So why we have to die? Why we have to be reborn again, die again? So the cause of, you see, the delusion, the misconception, delusion, you see, and the due to wrong doctrines, due to born with it, and from past continue from past lives, and then the sometimes born the delusions. So however. The action, karma, including the negative imprint, seed of delusion, from where delusion arises. So wisdom directly perceives emptiness is the only one that which directly ceases the delusion and its action, karma, which is called karma. So including the seed of delusion. So then that's how one can achieve total liberation, free forever from the oceans of suffering of the human beings, oceans of suffering of hell, hungry ghosts, animals, suras, all those other different sentient beings, their sufferings, free forever. Then also cease subtle defilements with the support of bodhicitta, those parameters, the morality, charity, perseverance, patience, concentration, all those. complete the merits of wisdom, merits of virtue, and able to achieve the dukkhas, the holy body and the holy mind, dhammakaya, rupakaya, one is able to achieve. Then one is able to be perfect towards certain beings. Only then one can do, without slightest mistake, one can do perfect work towards certain beings. So therefore you can see now the perfect meditation, samatha, how important it is. So here you create a cause. So here, making even the size of tongues, statue, stupa, is there. There are so many atoms, so you create so many causes of cause this perfect meditation. So like that. And then how many atoms the size of tongue? How many atoms the size of tongue the statue stupa has, that many cause see to achieve exalted path. The rising path of meditation. So you achieve those where you say that where you, as I mentioned before, where you remove the different the types of delusions. and then you achieve a solar state after having removed even the seed of delusion. So that that's where you overcome completely the death. You never have to experience death after that. Then also same by achieving the Mahayana path, exalted Mahayana path, rising path of meditation. There's a five Mahayana paths for achieving enlightenment. Mahayana path the merit and preparatory, then rising path of meditation, normal learning. When you achieve the third and fourth, those mind path rising, the meditation. Normal learning. So when you achieve the third mind, the rising path, that time you have abandoned rebirth and suffering rebirth and old age, sicknesses and death. You have overcome all this, even that time. This is much before enlightenment. So this is by exercising Mahayana, the Arya path, exalted path. If you make statues, see the size of tongue statues, stupa, there are many atoms, you create a cause, there many atoms, you create a cause, equal number of atoms of that size of tongue statue or stupa, you see, cause of the twitch of Arya path, where you can, by achieving that, where you can overcome death, all those sufferings. How many atoms the size of tongue that stupa has, that means cause you create to achieve not only liberation but enlightenment. Making the size of tongue statue stupa has unbelievable, merit, very important cause, very important need, all this achievement, for your own happiness as well as to be able to liberate numberless other sentient beings from suffering and causes and bring them in ultimate happiness, liberation, especially the full enlightenment, the appearance of happiness. So now here, I can't imagine 500 feet Mithya statue or any big size, can't imagine how many atoms it has. So how much merit you collect because of all those realizations. Numberless, now that's the same. That's the same. Any statue is the same. Now here, particular, why we build a Mithya statue? present founder of the Buddha's teaching is the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. First of all, we need to understand why important the teaching of the Buddha exists in this world. It's not just trying to preserve as a culture, a tradition, a culture. It's not just that. because it's a tradition, it's a culture of 1,000 years ago, preserved. It's because it's very old, it's preserved, it's not that. In the world, normally things are very old, so antique, so you must preserve, very important. But it's not that, that thing, you see, like some old bones, you know, 1,000 years ago, so precious, you must preserve, you know. But here's not, here the teaching of Buddha, how important it is in this world, is not that. But of course, if it's old tradition, but no use, but there's no benefit to that, but there's no benefit to the world. It's a religion or the tradition. There's no use. There's a benefit to the world. You know, it doesn't bring happiness to the world, and it only harms the world, and it doesn't help that when you die, and you see after death, and you see, so there's no use. So what's the purpose of preserving it? Doesn't make sense. So it has to be useful. It has to be useful for the happiness of the sentient beings, for the happiness of this world, peace. Then it's important. Then there's a purpose to preserve, not by age or how old it is. It's not about what is useful or not to the world. It's to the sentient beings. See? So anyway, so now here. Why the teaching of Buddha? It's important to preserve and to exist in this world. It's because